Studio.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Welcome back in the Afternoon Stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky. We even got part-time Bobby in the studio today. It's crazy. Everything's going on today. We're so glad that you are with us here on Nashville Sports Radio. It is a great Tuesday here in the Music City, Bruno. How are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Feels good. It looks good. It feels great out here right now. I'm so glad. It's actually not hot in the studio, which is big.
Yeah, I felt fine the past few days. Oh, whatever. Who needs to talk into a microphone?
Of course, we're always coming live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We always want you to get involved on the show. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. All you got to do, we got lines available. We're talking a lot of stuff today. We're going to talk about what we learned from the week one of the NFL. We're going to talk about Monday Night Football, of course, happened last night. Big game. Great game last night. And then also we're going to be talking about Vandy's hopes in the future, Titans kicking carousel, everything that's been going on with that. A lot of fun stuff to get to today. But always wanting your call, 615-844-5600. That is the number you got to call in if you want to get in on today's edition, which, once again, lines open all day today. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night, Bruno?
I can't lie, no.
You didn't watch it at all? You followed along, though.
Yeah, I followed along for fantasy reasons, but I really didn't care.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people were like you, where they just didn't, like, it didn't bother them on how they thought this game was going to go a certain way.
I didn't know how it was going to go.
Well, we all picked Baltimore, which we'll get to our what we did in the week one for as a unit, as a team here. Even though we're all against everybody, I got bad news on the home front for that for me. But regardless, I was surprised watching that game how competent the Raiders looked.
Well, Peyton said they're going 6-11, so.
So you're referring to the Peyton. This is something too. Anybody who watched last night, the main broadcast, right? The main broadcast. It's the same Monday Night Football you're going to get over and over again. It's no different. There's no changes. Everything is, you know, it's classic play-by-play, and it's, you know, it's quote-unquote boring. Like, personally, if I look at it, I mute it. I know a lot of people in the area mute the play-by-play any chance they get just because, you know, they don't – whether everybody's got their taste for play-by-play guys or they got their taste for whatever it is. They don't want to hear the regular play-by-play. But last night, ESPN, they've been going on with these megacast is what they call it. They've been doing it with the last college football playoff championship, and they extended it out now to Monday Night Football, where Peyton Manning and Eli Manning have their own broadcast, where you do not hear the normal play by play team. It's just Eli Manning, Peyton Manning. They're talking about the game. They're talking about everything that's going on. You know, they're breaking the plays down, they're breaking the film down, all that kind of stuff. But the fun part about it the most is just their little banter back and forth is they brought Charles Barkley on to start. And, of course, you know, the first thing they asked him, hey, how much did you bet on the Raiders today? And he's talking all the money that he bet and everything like that. And then they have they brought in Russell Wilson, they brought in Ray Lewis, Travis Kelce. Like, they brought all these, and this is all video stream. So they're all in, you know, they're all in different areas, kind of like a Zoom call. But you're just hearing them talk about the game, which, look, personally, they know more about it than the guys who are usually in the broadcast booth, right?
Also, didn't the producer, like, hot mic or something?
Yeah, so that was – I tweeted that out, that it doesn't matter what level you are, right? You could be our show, or you could be the top of the mountain. I'll let you pick where our show is on the way up the mountain. But it doesn't matter. The producer goes over the mic, and you hear, we're going to commercial in 5, four, three, and the whole time. I mean, it's just louder than Peyton and Eli. And there, nothing like chicken soul, chicken soup to the soul, where I just heard that and was like, this is good. I'm so glad that on this biggest thing, they didn't even test to make sure everything was solid.
Commentary crews are interesting because it's just assuming that we don't have friends.
Well, it's live, right? Live can always go wrong. It doesn't matter what it is. Live will always have problems. There's no way you're ever going to corral it to where it's just everything's just flawless and perfect. I don't care if it's sports, TV. I don't care what it is. Live's always going to have problems. And even the show right now, we have one of the cameras down on this show today. So it's like no matter what, live's going to have problems. But it's just hilarious when you see the quote-unquote top, you know, the top broadcast, the top Monday night football, and they even still have mess-ups.
Yeah.
I love it so much. It made me feel so good.
I'm glad I did. I feel nothing. Ever.
But I will say, I believe before this is all said and done with the Eli and Peyton setup and everything, I think they end up getting the more listeners than the normal broadcast would.
No shot.
You don't think so? It's just so much ESPN, more entertaining.
It's on ESPN Plus.
True. Yeah. Platinum. Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people didn't know how. They were like, how do I find it? I saw them on Twitter trying to figure out how to find it. It's like, you got to have ESPN Plus. That's right. The way you got to get it.
Yeah, I won't have more viewers.
It's interesting, though, because, you know, we talk about platforms and all this, you know, everything changed. Everything has a plus now. Disney Plus, Apple Plus.
Afternoon Stretch Plus.
Exactly. We're soon going to be opening, so it's going to be a paid subscription, and we want you all to be there. But
$100 a month.
ESPN, so, like, it had been that if you wanted to watch professional football, right? If you wanted to watch Monday Night Football, you had to have a cable subscription to have ESPN. That was the way that it always worked. You couldn't watch the game on ESPN Plus and have it where you're able to see, you know, see everything. With this whole Eli and Peyton thing they're doing now, you can. You can watch the game with them, and you don't have to have a cable subscription.
Good. I don't have cable. I haven't had cable since college.
A lot of people. I haven't had cable. It's exactly the same. I haven't had cable since college either.
That's only because my roommate wanted it.
It's useless.
They charged me for Stars, and I wanted to. I was going to get in trouble. They charged me for those movie channels.
Yeah, yeah.
No reason at all.
Well, and that's the thing. It's cable is definitely for the older crowd. Like, that's just what it is. They, you know, I understand. If you're not technologically savvy or anything like that, you don't want to have to deal with, because we even talk about it, dealing with the ESPN Plus app sometimes is an absolute nightmare. Yeah. It is a nightmare. If we're trying to, like, for us, we're trying to watch like a UFC card or a fight night, whatever have you, and it's a nightmare. So I can't even imagine somebody that doesn't deal with technology all the time trying to set it up. But it is interesting to see now that you can watch the game without having the cable subscription.
That's good. I'm able to watch the games anyways because the internet is undefeated.
That is what we call stealing.
Maybe.
Maybe not, maybe though. Not. They got to catch you.
Hey, I mean, this is going to lead way into our first segment. How to evade your taxes. Right? Bruno Reagan.
If you've been looking for a way to really get away with crime, this is the show for you.
We're coming on all fronts.
All right, let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. We want you to get involved as well. 615-844-5600. That's the number if you want to call in to get in. Lines available right now. Jeff in the borough. Jeff, how you doing, man?
What's going on? Is this the show How to Get Away with Murder? Is that what you're talking about?
It's more blue collar crime. White collar crimes, like tax evasion, identity theft.
You don't actually hurt anybody. You just hurt corporations.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll hurt the individual just for their capital.
Okay. You said y'all's show was half too stressed for us. Well, I guess the morning show is Bogan Burton double negative, isn't it? Double
negative. You know what, Jeff? Good job. That was a solid one.
Double negative. Yeah, fire. Double negative. Because it's Bogan Burton and 10,000 guests. There we go. So, I mean, guests we can have
10,000.
Guests we can have on the road. That would. See if we have what Teresa Walker and Gentry Estes and whatever the newspapers. Let's see, Tennessee and the Commercial Appeal.
Whatever one you write for.
What's that now?
Whatever one you write for.
Yeah, whatever I write for, Main Street Media, Murfreesboro Post, and we got move on, Murfreesboro Post, whatever. But, no, I do want to tell y'all something about the overreaction in the NFL. I guess people around here are kind of overreacting to the Titans. There was I think it was Esch that wrote a column this morning about it on the top of the paper this morning where it said something about the Titans and said overconfident Titans get their quote fanny kicked, I guess you'd say, that they were overconfident in the preseason, and a lot of fans were too. Because I know those first two preseason games, everybody thought we were going to be super. The Titans were going to be Super Bowl contenders and all this kind of thing, and then of course coming out and laying the egg like they laid, and everything. So, like you said, it's just one game though. You got time to correct it. But I mean, it's going to be tough going to Seattle this weekend. And like somebody said for the season, I mean, the Titans have a tough schedule because they won the division. So they don't give you for easy games when you win the division, go to the playoffs. Your schedule is usually tougher. So, don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean it usually is, but there's still so much time, and like you're saying, it's overreacting. We're talking about that, right? There's still so much time for the Titans to corral it to where they win the AFC South. They could still win the AFC. It's, you know, there's no guarantees. I mean, there's 16 games left. It's a whole last season left. So, I mean there's a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, 16 games left. Like I say, the thing about it is, though, like somebody said on the radio day, they said the stadium was packed. Everybody was ready to do something. It's like, well, the Titans didn't oblige, I guess you call it, or whatever. Didn't give them something to. There wasn't anything to cheer for, I guess you'd say, anything to cheer for. But what I did want to ask you guys, the high school game is going to be at the stadium Thursday night. What kind of crowd do you think they'll have?
Yeah, so you're talking about Waverly and Whitehouse.
Yeah. They're playing. Waverly's playing. What kind of crowd do you think they're going to have?
I'm not sure. I can't imagine it's going to – I mean, they're not going to fill up the crowd, right? But
no, it's not going to be that many. I'm just kind of imagining what it's going to be. I mean, I don't know how far Waverly is from Nashville, so I'm not sure, how far
it is. It's about an hour? About an hour or so from
– I would think so. An hour and a half. I don't know. But I did hear that the Titans radio was going to call the game, so I do know that.
Yeah. No, they're going through the whole. I mean, they hit up the media like me today and said, do you want credentials to go to this game, that sort of thing, to cover it. So I mean, they're taking this very taking it very seriously, trying to put a good product out, I think, which is great.
I think it'll be good for the kids to play at a venue like that. Because I know I was talking to a new high school coach this year, and he wishes Tennessee would have their high school championships either in Knoxville or Nashville. But he said at Nissan Stadium or in Knoxville, UT. But he said neither place wants it, so he said. But he was glad they moved from Cook for the state championships, and everything.
Why don't they just do it in Nissan? I never understood that.
Well, the thing about it is he said neither city wants it. That Knoxville and Abby, the one of them wants to host.
I don't get it.
Is what it is, they say. So I don't know. That's just because I don't want Middle Tennessee hosted. I mean, they're not hosted now, and I don't think Murfreesboro has any desire to have it. I think with them having Spring Fling, of course they have the basketball too. I think there's more money in having Spring Fling and the basketball than having football myself. I don't make as much money. The city makes as much money. This is a two or three day thing, and I think people. With football, they come in, go to the game, they don't stay overnight.
Yeah, but you feel bad for all the teams in the West that are going to have to
exactly.
go all the way across the whole state.
what about when Spring Fling was in Memphis, all the teams in East Tennessee?
Yep.
I had to go way across the state to Memphis.
Just putting it in the middle. I mean, it's like none of them own a globe or something.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's just the way it goes. But I thought the Monday night game was good last night. So, are y'all going to get that to the overtime. I was worried about the Raiders when that lineman jumped offside. I do want to ask Bruno, when you played line, I know you were a line player. Why does it take two or three games for linemen to get where they can't stand still?
Most of them are idiots. We're not rocket scientists. We're meathead football players. So we got all worked up, and then we're like.
Hold your water.
Funny fact, one of my good friends named Mike, he came in, he was a backup center, and he came in for one play against DC, our last game. And before the play, I go, they're going to jump at you and try and get you to, flinch. don't flinch. He goes, oh, okay. But he was so, like, nervous or whatever. Guess what happens? He flinches. I was like, you son of a...
Well, it's just like, it seems like every football season, it takes players, especially linemen, I'm not saying other players too, but it seems like it takes him two or three games to actually, you know, linemen especially, to wait until the middle of the ball snap. It seems like it takes him two or three games to get where they're used to doing it. And I know every year coaches say, well, first game you'll have penalties and such as that. And it's just like, especially high school, that's the most I see is high school. And there's so many of them, even juniors and seniors, things that's played two or three years, you think they know by now that not to jump off sides and false start and stuff. They steal. It seems like they steal. Just, I don't know what it is. People jump at them, whatever it is, or whatever. They just steal, jump, and do all that stuff. But
it's mainly tackles.
You guys hang in there. Have a good week, and I'll talk to you soon. See you.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's mainly tight ends and tackles because, I mean, NFL stadiums are loud. I don't know if you know that. They're really loud. If you're in the stands and you're like, wow, this is loud, when you're in the center and all the noise is directed to you, it's even more loud. So this is what the cadence sounds like. Let me know if you can hear. It's a very faint sound when you're a tackler tight end. You have to time it. If you're half a second off the ball, you're going to get destroyed and you'll give up the play.
Yeah.
So,
well, and it was mainly Leatherwood who he's talking about, the Alabama lineman.
Tackle.
Yeah. That came over to the Raiders. And, of course, the end of that game, which, I mean, I know you didn't watch it. Ray, you watched it. You didn't watch it either, Ray? My goodness.
I saw it. Don't worry.
Bobby saw it. Thank God. Somebody saw it. But the end of it.
Monday's judo day. Come on.
It's true. Big judo. But the ending was, I mean, it was just, it was chaos. There was a great catch by Edwards in overtime that, it was overtime. They thought that he scored a touchdown. Then they end up going to review. Every team, both of the players, teams and coaches are on the sideline. They're on the field hugging it out saying like, hey, you know, good game, all that. They think it's over, and then the game's not over at all, and the Raiders are actually at the inch mark, and it ends up being first and goal from the inch line, and they end up Leatherwood jumps where they try to do a hard count when the crowd is going insane, and Eli, when I was watching the Eli and Peyton and everything, they were like, don't do a hard count, and sure enough, they go up and do a hard count, Leatherwood jumps. And then it's a 1st and 5, and then it looks like they're not even going to score at all. And then, chaos went everything. But Raiders ended up getting the win. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, which it was big for the Raiders. I couldn't believe they won like that. But Eli and them made a good point where they were like, this was the first time they played in this new stadium with full fans. And it was affecting the Raiders. It was funny to watch Peyton say, just these Raider fans need to shut up and drink a beer and let Derek Carr play quarterback because they're just screaming while they're on offense the whole time. I mean, the whole time.
I don't know. I'd rather – if you're going to be like a laughingstock team, like franchise, like city team, you know, Oakland has been for so long, might as well just like double down on it.
I mean, yeah. There was big fat guys out there just shirtless in the crowd. They were right behind the field goal post. Every time there was a field goal, you just saw these giant dudes back there. It was the best.
Some of them may be of more Hispanic descent than other teams from their Oakland heritage.
All right, we want you to join the show. Get on the phone line, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Take our first break. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. We're still looking at this wreck, and so is everybody else as they drive by. 440 eastbound. It's going to be just shy of the 24 interchange. That's why it's been a little slow at times there on 440 eastbound between Nolensville Pike and I-24. Heavy traffic as expected out here on the South Loop, the West Loop, carrying a steady flow of traffic. I-40 out through Mount Juliet right now. 24 eastbound between OHB and Bradley Parkway. Reported an accident north of town. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Log on to Princess
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky. We got part-time Bobby Stevens in the studio. That's big.
I mean, don't overvalue it.
You know you miss me.
How do you feel beating Ray, by the way?
It's just I wake up in the morning, and what's that Ricky Bobby quote? I piss excellence. Yeah.
So everybody who doesn't know our listener league, Ray and Bobby went at it. Bruno ended up escaping with a win last night.
Oh yeah. Thanks to me coming up with the idea to play Corey Davis and Cooks.
It was all your idea.
Nope.
Nobody so else.
I knew Ayuk was. I knew Ayuk was going to just
not play.
Good.
I mean, do nothing. Get beat out by Trent Sherfield because you knew how good Trent Sherfield was.
I mean, I didn't know he was Brandon Ayuk. But.
You know, the real hero of my team this week was the Raiders kicker, who I have on my
Daniel
team.
Daniel Carlson.
Nailing that 55-yarder to tie the game.
I mean, just ice
really
in his veins.
Really boosted my team.
Ice in his absolute veins. You got to give it to the guy. He was able to do that. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We want you to jump in. Anything you want to talk about, we're always here for you. Go ahead and do it. Got lines available for you. Steve in Gallatin. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad, gentlemen. Hope you are doing well. My daughter plays the Mighty Green Wave in soccer tonight. Hopefully, it won't get rained on.
So. You up in Triple Creek?
Heading to Sumner County. Hmm. So
you're in my neck of the woods up there.
I know. God's country.
Yeah.
Pretty Lake Holmes that way.
Don't worry. I'll tell everybody it's cool that you're there.
They're out. You need to come over and announce the game. Get us some big time.
Yeah, take all my soccer knowledge.
Yep, it does take not much action. I think there's a Simpsons episode about that or something. He passes. Bruno, being the kung fu champion that you are, did you ever get in a fight on the field? Always kind of find it comical when football players get in a fight. I know it's natural instinct to punch, but the guy's got a helmet on. That's not going to feel too well.
No, yeah, most football players can't fight. Never gotten a fight on the field. Gotten in fights in the locker room, but not the field.
Okay. It's a little teammate fighting action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, when I went to the Battlehawks, I fought, no punches, but I grappled, five dudes back-to-back-to-back-to-back before meetings. So, that was fun.
Okay. So, when are we going to start breaking down Stanford? What's Vandy? They got a good quarterback, running back? What's going on over there?
I'm going to be honest, Steve. I have no clue. I taught judo last night for like 3 hours, and I was like, you know what? I'll figure all this out through the week.
plenty of time.
Yeah.
So I guess USC kind of threw in the towel. Like they're done with that era, huh?
Yeah. They need to hire Bruno Reagan. USC they head coach do. Bruno Reagan. I could do better than most of those guys. I don't know.
wouldn't hurt my feelings to get fired and walk away with $10 million plus. It's crazy how much money is involved in NCAA sports these days.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty overvalued. I mean, considering coaches, like, they work. Their hours are crazy, but the value they bring, you know, it's what, unless you're Nick Saban, it's like not you don't really.
Well, they all started to learn that when COVID hit and football got canceled, and you were like, you started seeing programs scrambling because they were like, oh God, we're paying these guys so much money, and we're not bringing in any money now. And
pretty cool, huh?
it's like almost nobody thought about this.
Yeah, that's the one thing I worry about with all this realignment. I'm just worried about the lower tier schools. That I don't want them to get left behind.
They're going to be
the sex of the world. Yeah, that drives their whole sporting. I mean, their whole athletic department are playing. You know, the Alabamas of the world. So I hope that doesn't go away for their sake.
But the, you know, isn't that kind of the argument that people were making about NIL? Saying that the lower tier players were going to get left, and now we've seen with NIL that even the lower teams, lower players, everybody's getting money now. And you know, it's not all the exact same. You obviously have the top of the world like Bryce Young or somebody like that, but you definitely are seeing people make money at lower schools, and you know, long snappers are making money. Like it's the whole team. So I don't know if I believe in that so much.
Okay, fair. I don't know how it's going to end up. I know money drives everything, so I don't want, and even, you know, Vanderbilt's of the world that don't exactly compete in football annually, but, you know, where are we going to be at with the super conferences pretty much around the corner?
I'm sorry, Steve.
Bruno really liked what you just said.
It just hurt. Whenever someone's like, yeah, Vanderbilt sucks, I just, deep down in my heart, I just scream.
Every week I hear Vanderbilt needs to get out of the SEC in football. I just have to bite my tongue. It drives me crazy. I hate that argument, but whatever.
I think Vandy's going to beat an SEC team this year.
I think so, too. I think they'll sneak one. If someone tells you that, Vandy, ask them if they have eaten at Wendy's recently. Ask them if they have Ligma.
Gosh. This is the worst. Steve, why do you call the show? You just really bring him in, you know what I mean?
Well, now I'm all worked up.
I'm sorry. That's my job, to work you up, Bruno.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. You kept calling about the Notre Dame game.
That was good.
I haven't thought about it since.
That memory came up on my Facebook today. I got it. 5 years ago today. So
that's when football season isn't in, we'll bring that memory back into the to the show.
Turn that knife a little bit more. Well, I told the Colorado State fan I'll sit next to at the game Saturday that y'all had them beat, and it was just brutal. But anyway, y'all have a good day. Anchor down, boys. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks Steve. We always want y'all to give us a call in anytime, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Anytime you want to get in, lines available for you. So we all went last week, week one of the NFL season, and we chose to go each game and see where we fared with those games. We all, except for me, I went 17 games, I think is what it was. And then you all got 8 right. I got 7 right. So you and Ray are tied with 8 right now in week one.
Well, I beat Ray by criteria.
It's tied right now.
Oh, no, it's not.
The only game that you got right that me and Ray both got wrong.
Houston.
And then I got 2 games. I got Philly right, and I got the Panthers right. And then y'all are both on that one. Other than that, you and Ray were basically together in every pick.
Well, I'm smarter than Ray, so I'd win the tiebreaker. He's just so over it.
It's just mean at this point, I think, is what it is.
No, it's not.
So what did we learn from the week one of NFL? What have we come to say we know now from the week one? I'll go first.
The Steelers are probably better than I was giving them credit for.
That was high on my list. I think when they beat the Bills, I'm not taking away that I think the Bills are a bad team. I'm taking it more to the idea that I think that the Steelers are a competitive team. They're a competitive team that they're going to be in a tough division, that if they're able to win throughout their division, then they're going to be able to do some damage on other teams outside of their division.
Yeah. I also think the Browns are real. I don't think you can question them. I think the Browns are real.
I don't think, but see, they're not better than the Chiefs, though. Do you think that? They're real, but they're not better than Chiefs.
They're right there with them. They were playing at Arrowhead. What do you mean?
I don't think they're better than the Chiefs. I don't care if they're right there with them. You looked when the Chiefs wanted to turn it on. They turned it on.
No.
They didn't?
All I'm saying is you hate the Browns.
For sure. 100% without a doubt.
Who are they playing next week?
They're playing
Detroit. Is it Detroit?
No. Never mind. That's Green Bay. I forget who the Browns are playing.
They're like a 13-point favorite. I'm going to get it because
they have a good matchup because that's who I picked them up for fantasy was so because they have a really
Texans.
Good Texans. That's what
they're
it is.
They're 12.5-point favorites on the Texans.
Number one offense in football, by the way.
Listen,
is the Texans.
I'm putting money on the Texans. I don't care. The most Brown things to do is to go step to step with the Chiefs in Arrowhead, and then lose to Texans by 30.
I don't see that. That ain't gonna happen.
I don't care. I'm putting money.
I don't like the Browns at all. I'm very adamant to the idea that I think they're just like, as you would say, a poverty franchise. But I think Baker's gonna carve them up. I think he's gonna throw.
You're literally
touchdowns.
Treating the Browns like I treat the Eagles. I don't care that the Eagles won. I'm gonna make fun of them. That's what you're doing with the Browns. You're stooping to my level. You're an idiot.
I know. We've been. You're an idiot. Another thing that I think we learned, and I think a lot of people had a problem with, is that. Here locally, I think that the Cardinals are a great team. I think the Cardinals are a great team. They just unfortunately got to play the Titans week one, which is, you know, you had to go through the steamroller at some point. That's the negative side for sure. But I think the Titans look worse, and which we're talking about number one offenses in the NFL. The Titans right now are the number 32 team rank in defense right now in the NFL.
When will it end? No, dude.
I don't think it'll ever end.
No.
I don't think it'll ever end.
I wonder whose fault is going to be this year. Whose fault is it? Is it going to be Vrabel's? Is it going to be, you know, Bowen, Beamer?
Well, look, Vrabel said this year.
It's all this guy's fault.
It's Bowen. Bowen is the guy this year. That's what we have to realize, that Bowen is the guy. We're guaranteed that Bowen is the guy. So Vrabel is somehow outside of it if it all continues to be this way. I don't think it's going to be that way. Like I said, this is what I think I learned from week one is that I think the Cardinals are a Super Bowl contending team.
They are. Yeah. No, they are.
And Kyler Murray is a monster.
We're flirting with it. We're huge on Kyler Murray. I don't think we were as huge on the Cardinals as we were Kyler Murray, but we were huge on Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
We were talking about MVP, like best odds for MVP, value, best value.
The way he was able to just that one play, it's lived so much now on highlight tapes already, just from this, we're one day away from the week one being over. Just that run to the right, come back to the left, then move back, just juke Jeff Simmons out of his soul, and then make that throw on the run. Like, you just don't see that anywhere. Like, even Lamar Jackson made some crazy moves last night. Kyler was still better than Lamar. And how they looked on the field.
What worries me about these quarterbacks is how long can they keep this up, you know? That's the thing about Tom Brady. He's not doing all that. Tom Brady couldn't – if he relied on his feet, like that, Father Time will get you there, but you can get the ball in place one way
or another. Tom Brady, if we're talking – it's like if you're just rawhiding your car, you know, you're just gunning it, putting it into the red, the RPMs, just gunning it constantly, and you're driving bad, eventually something's going to mess up. That's Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson. Tom Brady is the epitome of cruise control. Like, his body is just, it's the same motions every game. He's not going to do any extra stuff. He's just going to do the right thing every single time. And it's going to help your car go a long time. Fair?
Yeah, fair. Kyler's going to have a great few years. I just don't know if his style is going to be a longevity.
He's legitimately small.
He is.
He's legit. I mean,
short kings rise up. If you're short, call into the show. This is your time, all right? Short kings are rising up.
I,
Wear the crown. Heavy is the crown.
He's like when they're at the game, I'm looking at him comparatively to just everybody, not just the Titans or anyone. He's so small. Like there was times where like you made the joke last week that if you're a defense going up against Kyler Murray, you would just sign seven NBA centers. That might work.
I know. That was mean. Because people could just be like, we need to hire the fastest people because Bruno's too fat and he can't catch him, right? It's the same same level of joke. So that's a low blow on Kyler. You know, low blow. But
right. Much lower. You really got to get low to get on the Kyler. He's short. But, I mean, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it. I mean, the way he played, it didn't matter. He would just go to the right. He'd go to the left. It didn't matter. He'd find a lane to throw.
Cliff Kingsbury, he's like, this is my guy. I'm picking him. And we're riding with him. And all total trust. Didn't care about the short stuff. Didn't care about, you know, all the stuff the NFL coaches care about. He was just like, this guy's a great player. We're going to play him.
Who was Cliff Kingsbury coach for in college? Texas Tech?
Yeah.
He created a guy that we know also named Pat Mahomes.
He didn't create that. Pat Mahomes was there at the same time. I hesitate to say.
Is that too much?
Yeah.
That's a little too much. All right. Well, we want you to jump in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank phone line. We have lines available. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to see. What did you see from the week one of the NFL? We're going to continue that when we come back right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Still quite heavy on 65, making your way down through Williamson County as we check it out live. Here on 65, southbound through Brentwood, Franklin, all that heavy traffic flow down the interstate. Sunrise at Nolensville Pike, there's a crash there. It's still a little bit busy, but it's trying to improve a bit on 440 eastbound from that earlier wreck just past 65. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
The race for the East always comes down to the wire, and your Atlanta Braves are looking for their fourth straight division crown.
Offering on the way, that is smoked.
deep right field, sailing way back towards the seats, is gone.
Tonight, Truist Park comes alive for a huge National League showdown with the Colorado Rockies, live from Atlanta.
Coverage begins tonight at 6:05 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky. Always want you to get involved, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. A big, big day. Not really. Just a big week, really.
It is. I want to break the ice with you guys. This is something I do like. It's like when people are like, what do you like? Like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite? I'm serious. What's your favorite?
Well, it's killing me because you said you want to break the ice. We've been doing a show together now for 4 months. The ice has been broken, Bruno. Well, I know
I'm talking about, no, this is, you can tell. This is like guy astrology, 13-year-old guy. What's your favorite Yu-Gi-Oh card?
Favorite Yu-Gi-Oh card?
Yeah.
Red Eyes Black Dragon.
Really? That's kind of lame. Bobby?
I was a big Joey guy, too, though.
Joey? Yeah. Joey's kind of cool. He's got that New York Mark Wahlberg over here.
He's from Brooklyn.
Celtic Guardian. Yeah. They have one of those Mets memes with him. It's all about the Mets, Yugi. It's all about the Mets. Bobby?
Dark Magician.
Dude, y'all are sleeping. There's some good. You guys chose the highest tier, like, cool cards. Beaver Warrior.
Oh, my God.
Beaver Warrior. Just that beaver with the sword.
Yeah.
Fire.
Time Wizard was cool, too.
Time Wizard was second on my list.
Yeah, Time Wizard.
Karibo?
Did you ever actually go and do tournaments?
When I went to like Books a Million when I was like a kid. That's about it.
And they like, was there actual like tournaments that were set? I don't know.
Yeah.
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 There was some in Hendersonville at this back alley card shop that is now probably one of the best Thai food places that you can find in Hendersonville. But me and my brother used to go back in the day, and I wasn't good at it. I mean, I was like 8. Yeah. Like, there was no shot. But that was my first foray into Yu-Gi-Oh! And then Pokemon also. We used to do all these Pokemon games as well. But, yeah, man, Yu-Gi-Oh! Still a solid series. Still holds up. For anybody who hasn't went and watched Yu-Gi-Oh! Or doesn't know what it is, it's probably too late for you.
It's crazy.
But if you know what it
they're
is,
willing to die over this, like, card game. Like, there's
really
that one
are.
Scene where Kaiba, like, stands up on the cliff or whatever. He's like, Yugi. if you beat me, the wind of beating me is going to push me off this castle, and I'm going to die. That's, you want to kill me? And
really,
it's just
insane.
Like, yeah, it's just like, I feel like the stakes are just too high for the situation.
He's always trying to get his brother. That's all. This poor Pegasus just always has him captured. Why is this guy should not be legally allowed to do this. This guy's a monster, just running around the world untamed.
He also owns a private island with a castle on it, so get Dana White vibe.
He's kind of like Jeffrey Epstein
he
of that
really
show.
He really is the Dana White of real world. Fight Island? That was basically the Dueler's Island.
I said Jeffrey Epstein, but I guess
let's have a little fun with this. You know what I mean?
Like, I am having fun.
Let's not get too real. Did you watch the Epstein documentary?
No, I didn't. Oh, is it crazy?
It is crazy.
I've yet to watch it. Everybody who's watched it has told me how insane it is.
Well, what did the guy do? Right, he was a billionaire for no reason, like a billionaire just for the
We're diving into waters. I don't know if we can come back from. We're gonna. I
don't
know.
If you have an opinion on this whole Jeffrey Epstein and the elites, call in right now. This is the Alex Jones segment. wow, what's happening?
So I just got once again, those waters were getting very deep.
Sports related should we talk about?
Well, I want to continue talking about week one in the NFL, if that's all right. Can we do that? Is that fine, Bruno? Or do you want to bring up Digimon? We haven't talked about Digimon yet.
Digimon's lame, dude.
Yeah, true.
Beaver Warrior, 1400 attack, 1100 defense. It's that. Or it's 1100.
The fact that you remembered it.
What do you mean? Of course, it's ingrained in my brain.
He keeps it in his wallet.
That's a good idea. I should order a Beaver Warrior.
Bruno's driving down the street in the background. Whoop whoop, and he's like, "Oh, I'm getting pulled over." And officer walks up and taps his flashlight on the glass, and he's like, "All right, roll it down." Hi, son, you know why I pulled you over today? I don't know, officer. And he's like, all right, let me see your license registration. And he just pulls out his wallet, and there's Beaver Warrior. Looks at it and says, all right, you're free to go, son.
Wow, this is the coolest little beaver I've ever seen.
What? Right, I don't know, some sort of high school mascot.
Let me see if I was right with this. I haven't looked at
it. Oh, man. Hey, first off, who cares?
What do you mean?
I hate talking about this. I don't care about the health of Beer Warrior. Come on.
Are you kidding me?
I know this show is the essential.
Look at him.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I knew exactly what he looks like.
But, Beer Warrior.
Now, you know what you got to do, too, now, is you got to post on your Twitter the photo of Beaver Warrior to give people context that people know what we're talking about.
I'm going to say it's the new Titans mascot.
No, I'm surprised you haven't tried that with the Cleveland Guardians.
Those tweets just flop.
Which, by the way, are they the Cleveland Guardians? When does that take effect?
I guess they don't care.
I still see Indians as their, like, everything. Every time any kind of, like, score comes across or anything, I guess maybe that's next season they're going to take over the whole Guardian thing. I don't know. It's strange to me. It's a really strange thing.
It's also a terrible. It's a terrible nickname.
It's stupid. There was a million other nicknames that they probably could have done, and that was not one of them that they should have done. So either way, it's not good. But sticking with what we were talking about, week one NFL, what did we learn? Another thing that we learned, I want to bring it back to the home again, is that I think we learned nothing about the Titans. I think we learned absolutely nothing of the Titans, except for no matter what, there's going to be kicking problems.
There's going to be kicking problems. I think A.J. Brown is better than Julio Jones by a mile.
Yes.
I think.
I don't even think there's a Titans fan out there that had been fighting for Julio to come here that cannot say after week one that A.J. Brown is not the better wide receiver than Julio. He is clearly heads and shoulders better than Julio.
That's smart of our listener league. When I saw Julio dipping and dipping, because I wasn't taking him.
That was the one smart thing with that listener league draft. Christian McCaffrey fell to four, so.
Well, Christian McCaffrey's like, he's a good player. He doesn't have to be one.
He's the best running back. Hands down. Especially for fantasy. But, back to the Titans.
Alvin Kamara, I think, outscored him this week.
No, he didn't. Christian McCaffrey outscored every running back.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And he didn't score a touchdown either.
How many points did Christian McCaffrey have?
I don't know what the exact point is. He's top of the league. You can go and look in any league. He was the top one because it's the record that's being set that the last time a running back in, if we're talking like fantasy purposes, the last time a running back was the RB1 on the week, it was that did not score a touchdown to be RB1. It was Christian McCaffrey like 2 years ago.
He had 27 points. Pretty good.
He's really good. He's two players in one. He's amazing. But, yeah, the kicking game for the Titans. Right now, their depth chart came out yesterday. Their depth chart has no kicker listed. Brett Kern is in the second spot as the holder, and they have no kicker. So if you're trying to put money on this game right now, Bruno, does this line today change getting to Sunday?
I don't like betting on the NFL because when there's for the most part, it's like -5.5 points, -4 points, -3 points. Like if I'm gonna bet on games, I want to see that juicy 10 or 13 that I like the Cowboys where I know it's gonna be a lot more competitive than Vegas giving it credit, but. When I see -5.5, like, do you think the Titans can go out there and whip the Seahawks?
I think they have the ability to.
I think they can.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we learned anything.
Money on it?
That's a whole other question. It's a whole other gambit. So, I'm willing to put money on the Seahawks, though.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
The spread? You have to do the spread. That money line is going to be a little.
Yeah, the money line's too deep right now. Nick on Facebook just keeping this going for some reason. Blue Eyes Toon Dragon was his guy.
That's cool.
He's even bringing up
what
the tunes.
Mean? Yeah, I'm about to say, what do you mean keeping it going? It's awesome.
It is. It really is. Just, you know, wrong moment. Wrong moment. All right, let's go ahead and take our next break. Last break of the first hour, though. We want you to jump in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. What was your favorite card from Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
I mean, any one of them. Just let us know. Back after this right here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Looking at this heavy traffic here coming off the South Loop, the West Loop, Wedgewood. They're working an accident over in Belmont. It's about the 1500 block. Still a steady flow of traffic right now, 65 down through Williamson County. Very busy on I-40 out through Mount Juliet right now. Hey, Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg, September 24th through October 31st. Check it out. Food fun, lots of music online at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from Richmond, and Noah Gragson grabs his second checkered flag in a row and the season for Junior Motorsports.
It feels really good just to be able to get this team into victory lane again and, you know, have all those guys' hard work pay off. All the shop guys, everybody at Hendrick Engines, they got a lot of steam under the hood. Everybody in the fab shop at JRM, just, you know, it takes everyone. And we've had a lot of speed, just not been able to get those guys in victory lanes. So it feels really special to be able to do it for them. And, you know, it's not about me. Like I've said, it's about, today's not about the race or any of that. It's about everybody who's lost their life and lost a loved one 20 years ago. And, you know, a friend, a loved one, it's a sad day and it's emotional. And it's a day I'll never forget.
Let's see here. It was Noah's fourth career win after leading 22 laps on the day, holding off Justin Haley for the checkered flag. John Hunter Nemechek was third, followed by Justin Allgaier and Riley Herbst rounds out the top five. Point standings, or I should say playoff standings, look like this 5-1. Justin Haley, Noah Gragson, Justin Allgaier, AJ Allmendinger, and leader is Austin Cindric with 5 wins so far this season. Up next for the Xfinity Series is Bristol Motor Speedway, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Friday on NBCSN.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. Like us.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1970. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnerLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnerWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Afternoon stretch, Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky. Final moments, just like a few minutes left. Bobby Part-Time's here. So glad Bobby's here. You're only here, you're gone though after like this segment though, yeah.
Yeah. Class got canceled today, so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the station this afternoon.
Congratulations. Everyone doesn't know, Bobby is he's had a lucky week. Like a really lucky week. So you won on an Just explain it.
Yeah, so it was a contest on Instagram, you know, like one of those things where it's like, follow these accounts, like this post, and tag two friends, and you could win this. And
which, so, I mean, you see those a million times every day where you're like, nobody, who, I always wonder, like, who really wins that?
Yeah, does anybody actually win these? I thought that too. I'm like, I bet this is just a scam and nobody ever wins.
Yeah.
Well, no, Monday morning I wake up and I have won this contest. I won a set of Cobra Forge Tech irons. Like $1,000 set of irons.
You're a big golf guy, obviously.
Big golf guy. It was a golf account that posted the contest, so it made sense. And also won 2 tickets to a golf music and art festival in Florida in November. So I'll be going down to Florida to go to this festival in November. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was like $1,500 grand prize package, and all I did was like a post and tag two friends.
And you just showed up, and there you go.
And then bang, winner, chicken dinner.
And then you beat Ray in fantasy by... What was it, like 2 points or something like that?
I think it ended up being like 9 points.
Ended by 9. Oh, but, man. Lamar Jackson bailed you
out. I was down like 40 going into Monday Night Football.
I know. You were down a lot. I didn't know if you had hope or not.
The Las Vegas Raiders kicker.
Daniel
55-yarder.
saved your skin. How's that feel?
Oh, it feels.
You had probably one of the worst drafts I've ever seen.
I don't know why you're sleeping on me. I feel like I have a decent team.
I'm allowed to sleep on you. You know why? You took George Kittle with the third pick.
That's my team name is Kittle Big Town. I had to get my mascot first round before somebody took him. I don't see what the issue is here.
Nick on Facebook, by the way, he commented on it. Says, "Bobby, make me an offer." So I guess y'all are trying to trade or something.
Oh yeah, he did send me a trade, but he wanted like Rob Gronkowski and a couple other guys to give me a running back.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I declined it. It wasn't that good.
Well, I'm gonna send some offers too. So
there you go. Go for it.
Appreciate you coming in, man. It's good to see you. It's been a little
miss
bit.
You guys.
First hour is done. We got a whole second hour coming up. We want you to get involved. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We'll return with the second hour here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios just right after the top of the hour news. But jump on the phone lines.
615-844-5600. WPDQ Frankspurrow.
On air and online, sports radio, WNSR,
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Voting is underway in California's recall election. Voters deciding if Governor Gavin Newsom should be removed for his handling of the pandemic and replaced by one of 46 candidates, some of whom are already trying to sow doubt in the electoral process.
Even though voting isn't over, Larry Elder is teeing it up to make claims that the election was rigged. He says there could be shenanigans going on. Former President Trump has put out a statement saying, quote, "Does anybody believe the California recall election isn't rigged?" End quote. Even though there has been nothing to indicate there is fraud, on Elder's website, he now has a form that makes it sound like he's already lost, calling on lawmakers to investigate what Elder's website calls a, quote, "twisted results of the 2021 recall election."
ABC's Alex Stone. Hospitals across the country say the overwhelming majority of patients hospitalized and dying from COVID-19 are people who are not vaccinated. This is ABC News.
Vaccines are not enough, and accurate thermometers are essential for everyone. COVID is once again a major concern, and fever is the key symptom for both the flu and COVID. An accurate thermometer, like the Exergen Temporal Scanner, is essential to detect fevers early and reliably. Studies have shown that non-contact thermometers are ineffective and therefore dangerous, as they create a false sense of security. Exergen is working with a single focus to ensure that everyone who needs an accurate thermometer can purchase one. Learn more at Exergen.com.
At CDW, we get that a cyborg assistant won't make your employees more productive from home.
Please, call me, Brian. I can vacuum your dog.
That's great. But at CDW, we can design a productivity solution with Lenovo devices that offer fast, reliable connectivity to help your people manage their workloads the right way.
Can I have a human hug?
No. For technology that moves you forward, trust Lenovo and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/LenovoClient.
Warmer colors, cooler temperatures. The season is just getting started, and Lowe's has everything you need to keep the fall gatherings going. Like getting cozy around gas fire pits, everyday low prices starting at $249. And keeping things tidy with Ego blowers as low as $179. There's still more to fall for at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Valid 9/9 through 9/15, U.S. only.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
And welcome back in, second hour of the afternoon stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan will be with us back here shortly. Not here right now. It's all good. Radoski's here, though. Two-thirds accounted for, and Bobby's gone. So, I don't know. He's like, we say two-thirds, but he's like a fourth, I guess. So, half. I don't do fractions very well. But we want you to get involved. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank phone line. Want to hear from you inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. It's a Titans situation, man. If you're a Titans fan, you're a little nervous. You're a little nervous. But I think there's a lot of, let's take a breath. Let's take a breath. Let's think about it. Let's not worry about it too much. That's what you have to do. You know, you can overreact. That's fine. You can react. You should react. Like, you should have a feeling inside your gut that says, this, you know, this Cardinals game did not look good. It didn't. At the end of the day, it just didn't look good. But with all that being said, everything put aside, it's one game out of 17. You essentially have the entire last season left to go. Plenty of time. Plenty of time. And the fact that the Titans lost to the Cardinals isn't the big thing. You know, we get to week three, and we're seeing the Titans taking on the Colts, and then they lose to the Colts. Then it's, you know, we could start nudging the finger near the panic button. We can start nudging the finger towards the panic button. But until you start seeing them lose against their AFC South opponents, games that are going to come down to crucial times, I think you have to sit back and just relax. You have to relax. Do people give up on, you know, if you look at it just for Titans fans in comparison's sake, right? Do you think Green Bay Packers fans have lost all faith in Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams just because they played one bad game? It was a terrible game. Very very equitable to, you know, what the Titans versus Cardinals was. But one bad game against the Saints, yeah. There's no way. They still believe in Aaron Rodgers. They still believe in Devontae Adams. They still believe in that Green Bay Packers offense and that team as a whole. 100%. They're not just jumping off the ship. So if you're a Titans fan, once again, you should be questioning it. You know, Downing should be questioned right now. But it's not a situation of this person needs to lose their job, this person needs to quit, this person needs to be gone, blah, 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 blah. Just gets too much. It just gets too much sometimes. We're going to keep talking about it, though. But I do want to hear from Titans fans. I really want to hear from Titans fans because I know you're out there, you're listening, and you have comments and concerns and things like that. I want to hear from them. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Let's go to Tony in Nolensville. Tony, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, Zach and Ray. Tell you what, I'm not a huge Titans fan. I used to be honest with you. Season ticket holder for 12 years, original PSL holder, and just got really tired of it, especially through their dismal years that they had. I even would just go in and just hang around Logan's and wouldn't even go up to my seats. I was in section 342. Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, keep up with them and all that stuff. But as far as their play the other day, yes, it was horrible. Everybody knows that. It's been chronicalized and talked about enough on that. But looking forward, if they go in there with the same type of effort and intensity against Seattle and come home with a lopsided loss, and then you're right, Zach, they get into third game against Indy, and things hadn't improved. Now you got some major concerns. And, you know, I mean, they've obviously got these major concerns with a kicking game. It's, I thought it was comical early in the year when Detroit made out their 53-man roster. They didn't have a kicker on it, one of the rare times you've ever seen that. Well, I think we're in that same boat. We still haven't got a kicker.
No.
You know.
You start to wonder if Brett Kern's going to have to lace it up.
Somebody's going to have to do something. And Will Hoyt, one of the special assistants that used to play UT.
Yep, he's the kicking coach.
Yeah, well,
there.
He might want to go get his kicking shoe out.
He could easily make an extra point, right? Like, we could assume he could.
I think he could make a 35-yard field goal, probably still. Who knows what, you know, where they're going with all this. And there was so much played down last year on some things, and then you've got issues going on now, and then it's going to be just interesting. I mean, like I said yesterday, the offensive line has definitely got to improve. There's no doubt about that. So, and let me talk something on the college ranks.
Mm-hmm.
We've done seen one coach who was going to step down early this year, UConn. They went ahead and fired him after the first week. Second week, you go ahead and see USC, ranked 14th in the country, get beat by Stanford. They fired him. Who's next?
Yeah, well,
I mean, are they firing these coaches? Wouldn't you hate to know in a two-week job, 2 weeks of a new year, you got fired at your job? I mean, that's terrible.
It's overreactionary, right?
Do what?
I think it's a little overreactionary, personally.
I think it was way too early. I mean, you got beat, and you got beat by a team that is somewhat of a rival. It's not UCLA, but still. You just go fire somebody just in their second game.
Mm-hmm.
It's puzzling to me. But this day and age, it's not, you know, the old saying, it's not what you did for me yesterday. What are you going to do for me tomorrow? Now it's what can you do for me 2 years from now?
Right.
If you see nothing's going to happen, then you're canned.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that's the epitome of where, I mean, it's college athletics, but I think it's all across the board. It doesn't matter what sport or what level ranking. If you're not winning right away, they're not going to give you the three. Because I feel like it used to be the 3 years, right? They said, all right, three years. Maybe sometimes you can get the bump up to a four or something like that. But if you're not producing after that, you're gone. And now it's just it's such a turnover job.
Zach, the money these guys are making, too, I think that's what a lot of Board of Trust and alumni are looking at, is just, you know, we want winning now. We want championships now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it is. And you're right on what you're saying right there. And if I'm who comes to my mind right now, if I'm Orgeron at LSU, I'd be getting a little worried knowing what I've got to face in the SEC West. And you know, I mean, here you are playing the way you are, and just that's kind of scary.
You win a national championship within the last 3 years, I think you automatically get a little bit of a break.
Ask Gene Chizik.
True.
I don't think he got one.
Oh, man. It's so crazy.
Hey, guys, I had to call in with you and just talk. Good show as always.
Hey, Tony, I appreciate calling in, my man.
Thank you, Zach. See you,
buddy. Thanks, buddy. Remember, you can always join in 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Anything you want to talk about. Tony brings up a good point. We'll get back to the Titans talk in just a second. But he brings up a good point. I mean, coaches, just nowadays, it's if you have not won in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and really it's not even, I don't know if it's so much the boards, which I think that does come into it, especially after COVID where teams had so much financial losses because they didn't know if they were going to have a football season, or you started looking at some of these salaries the coaches make. And I think some of it opened up, right? When Bruno comes back in, we'll get him to talk about this also, because, I mean, he obviously knows this a little bit more in depth. But when you start seeing the fan bases, because that's really what it is. It's the fan bases. The fan bases just – I mean, we saw it like Vanderbilt, right? Let's just talk about it from the Vanderbilt perspective. Obviously, Vanderbilt's got some hiccups. They got some situations that they're in. Clark Lee inherited a dumpster fire. That's just, let's call it plain out what it was. Clark Lee inherited a terrible program and is having to keep his head above water somehow. And week one against ETSU, it's one of the worst losses in Vanderbilt school history. You know, we've heard that a million times now. We all talked about it. People wanted to see Clark Lee, you know, act differently, speak differently, walk differently, wear his clothes differently, whatever it was. They just wanted everything to be different with Clark Lee. And then you have the Colorado State game this past weekend on Saturday. And in that first half, they go up 14-0. And I saw the message boards, the Facebook groups, I mean, everything that had anything to do with Vanderbilt, I saw it all just erupt with Clark Lee is not the guy. Clark Lee is the problem for Vanderbilt football. They need to move on. They need to – calling for Clark Lee's job, asinine. I mean, asinine. I cannot believe that people even have that thought. He is 2 weeks into it. And then you know what? Those people who were just ravishing the program, saying everything bad about it, they had to eat crow just, you know, 30 minutes later when you see Vanderbilt ends up winning. They end up winning, and now you say, well, there's a little hope. There's a little hope, right? But it's, you know, you got to take time. Like, this isn't – you don't just put a seed in the ground and put water in it and expect to be a maple tree. You know, you got to give it some time. You got to give it a little time. And I get Vanderbilt fans don't want to give it time. I understand that. But to just the reaction, and look, I'm talking Vanderbilt just because it is the local product and it's what we pay attention to on this show, obviously. But this is all fan bases. This is all sports. If you're not winning, then people want you out immediately. They want you gone as quickly as possible. And Helton's one of the cases. They want you as soon as you can get. I loved all the jokes, too, because take it to the pro level for football, right? Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, people were already – I mean, even before the season started, preseason, you bring the whole Tebow thing in, all those different situations, people were already saying Urban Meyer's not ready. He's the worst coach in NFL history. He needs to go back to college football where he belongs. And as soon as that USC job opened up, man, you saw nothing but memes. Urban Meyer trying to run to the USC job as quickly as he can. He sees the opening. He wants out of the NFL. Of course, the video didn't help him of one of the plays. I think it was Houston was on offense this past Sunday. And Tyrod Taylor completes a pass down the sideline. And Urban Meyer's got his back to the whole play. Doesn't even see it happen. And it's a completed pass for a first down. And he just puts his head down and shakes it in sadness. that killed me. But I mean, you got the people, like I said, with the coaching and the fans looking at Urban Meyer saying, this isn't going to work already. It's like, give them time. Can you give them a little time? Can you let the butterfly, or what is it, the caterpillar turn into the butterfly at some point? And maybe it won't work. You know, sometimes a coaching decision is just a bad coaching decision. It just, you brought somebody in, it didn't work, and you got to move on. But you can't say, you know, two weeks into it, got to move on from a guy. And in some cases, you can. You can. And there, me and Helton had that happen with him. As Bruno's joining us back here on the afternoon stretch, we're talking about the overreaction of college, not even college, just all sports fan bases wanting coaches gone right away.
Yeah, but Helton had his time, right? Do you think he had a time to kind of have his ship at it?
Maybe. I mean, I think, though, that no matter what, you're 2 weeks into a season. It's like you're spelling doom for the rest of the season.
I agree with that. Yeah, when you cut a coach, you know, it's basically like, oh, well, what now?
Exactly. Well, that's what happens. You're saying the season's over.
Yeah.
And you're there's no way any coach who goes to USC is going to just show up and USC is going to start winning all of a sudden. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's – imagine just, like, being at war. And impeaching your president, like, the first month, you know?
Wait till after it's over and then figure it out. Yeah, you know,
we got to follow someone. We got to ride, all right?
It's a strange thought because, like I said, it's the USC, their board trustees, all those people that made that decision to get rid of him, they're saying that they already think they're not going to be successful with him in this season. Now, if there's other stuff that comes out, we're talking off the field. But if we're talking just on the field, you think that he's a bad coach and you want to move on from him, then you will move on. But you're saying that the season's already a wash, that you're going to make sure it's a wash. Why not just get to the end of the season where you're going to be able to find coaches who are just getting let go or find somebody? You could still be working in the background trying to figure out who you want to hire. and just keep him there till the end of the season? I mean, is there a negative aspect of keeping him there till the end of the season?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But
I mean, you might lose the recruits you have.
Yeah. Like, well, and then you have the Vandy situation where it's week one, worst loss in program history.
But a lot of programs have that. They have that human element. It's like kind of their corporations or like people where it's like they have pride. So it's like, we can't accept this. Like, it might not be the smart move, but we have to fire him week two. You know, it's that weird. That
it's
weird
strange.
Conundrum.
But I was saying, though, that worst loss, ETSU of Vanderbilt. Then they start off Colorado State, go down 14-0. And people were on the message board. I know you probably saw it, too. Just calling for Clark Lea and all that whole staff to be gone right away. And it's like, there are circumstances where you have to give them time. And I know people don't want to hear that word, time.
I know. Well, it's the Vanderbilt conundrum where it's been 40 years, you know.
Right. But, you know, you got a new guy.
On a ventilator in the program. It's like, I can't wait any longer.
I don't know. It does seem a little college fan, not just college, it's pro too, because like I said, Urban Meyer, there's people that thought Urban Meyer, even before the preseason was over, Urban Meyer doesn't belong in the NFL, he needs to move on. Of course, he loses to the Texans week one, and that's just all the rhetoric is. It's just people thinking Urban Meyer needs to hurry up. And of course, the USC job opens up, and have you been seeing all the memes of Urban Meyer just sprinting back to USC?
Those memes, listen, Urban Meyer, a guy who loves making fun of Urban Meyer.
You're big into it.
That meme is so old.
It really is.
Well, like 40 accounts posted it. Like, yeah. You really got to be original.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. It's the internet. Probably one of the most unoriginal places you can live in.
Both original and the most unoriginal.
Well, we want you to join the show, 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank phone line. Before we go, the biggest game this Sunday is definitely the Chiefs versus the Ravens. And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. You heard that right. 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the weekend by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I look, the same game parlay that you can make for this is anytime scores, right? Like, I'm looking for an anytime score that if I'm making the same game parlay, there are three guys that I'm 100% in on, and you can tell me if I'm crazy, Bruno. Okay. Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce. Touchdown. And Lamar Jackson. Touchdown.
Gotta be
scoring across him, running across,
lock
guaranteed.
That has to be.
I haven't looked at it on FanDuel to see what the actual margins will be for that. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a good plus in there, a good positive that you're gonna bring in some good money. And the biggest thing about FanDuel, when you win, you get your money as quickly as 24 hours. Fast payouts. I love their fast payouts. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. Just like I was saying, see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. To sign up with the promo code TAS, that's promo code TAS, this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, TAS, for new users so they know that we sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and up and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for TN users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached.
Dispatch, just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
The real estate market is always tough, but this market, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. When the average home stays on the market just 24 days and houses routinely go for more than the listing price, who you work with matters. Realtors have the expertise, local knowledge, and personal touch to give you a competitive advantage throughout the entire home buying process. And that's something an ordinary agent could never do. So make sure your agent is a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Welcome back. Afternoon stretch. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky. Coming across the wire, we're talking about the USC job, right? And Adam Schefter actually just tweeted, this is coming in within the last hour. League sources believe Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy will emerge as a head coaching candidate for USC.
Okay. He'll be a candidate. You want to know why? These schools have 60-something candidates. And league sources, that's not USC sources.
No.
What kind of headline is that?
I don't know. It's Adam Schefter.
Yeah, I get it. It's Adam
Schefter. By the way, like, it's funny because I say that, and then, like, the realization, like, wafted over me. The whole draft day. Like, we did a draft show live here, right? That he just straight up lied about Aaron Rodgers.
He didn't necessarily lie. He did invent a story and massively, what's it called?
Propaganded?
Propaganded. He definitely overblew it. Wasn't that big of a deal. Aaron wasn't going to go to the OTAs. That's fine. And then leave on his contract.
I mean, it is funny you say that. And then when I was like, well, it's Adam Schefter. And you're like, he's the most connected guy. And then the second I said that, I thought, didn't he lie to us?
This is just another jab at him. Like, he is the most connected NFL guy. What does the NFL sources have to do with USC? And, of course he's going to be. That's like saying, Bill Belichick's going to be a candidate, or some coordinator. They're all going to be candidates.
Right.
League sources believe this guy is going to be a candidate.
Yeah.
Great insight.
I wonder, though. I mean, because that was the whole thing. Eric Bieniemy had a...
what about USC sources? I'm sorry.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like the local sources never actually come out.
Vanderbilt sources tell me this guy's going to be a candidate. I'm just going to be like, why?
I feel like you just wrote your next tweet, by the way.
maybe. I'm always... The canvas in here is always being drawn on.
But it's so funny with how, like, what you're saying is true. Like, it is kind of crazy that anybody could just put this kind of stuff out. But that's just such the world we live in. But Eric Bieniemy, he was, you know, everybody was so confused why he wasn't up for a head coaching job in the NFL last year.
Yeah.
How he didn't get a job when he was the, you know, he's the architect of this Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, you know, amazing Chiefs offense, but they don't want to give him a shot as a head coach.
Well, just because you're a great coordinator doesn't mean you're going to be a great head coach, right?
Well, especially in college, right?
Are there some coaching decisions that were made that might have been more questionable than him? Yeah, but
I feel like the recruiting side is just the biggest question. If it's somebody like that, is he going to be able to walk into a living room
probably
and recruit?
Why not? Most college coaches can hardly recruit. The school recruits itself.
Yeah.
It's USC, dude.
True. What was it like with coaches recruiting you? Like, was it? Cause like,
I didn't care. I was an outlier.
Yeah.
I really cared about the image of being recruited, like people thinking I was important. But I didn't, like, when they came to my house or whenever I was on the phone with them, I was like, can this be over? Like, I don't care. Like, we don't have anything in common. I'm 18. Like, yeah. Let me play Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls.
did anybody do anything that was like, you know, I'm picturing,
they didn't Fortnite. They didn't floss in front of me.
Well, I mean, yeah.
If I floss, will you sign?
You would have signed instantly.
I'd have been like,
you also would have said, what's Fortnite?
Yeah. Well, it just shows how connections run the world. I mean, I committed to USF because one of my dad's good friends from college was the coach there, and I wasn't going to play anywhere else, no matter what. And then he got fired, so it was like, oh, a good excuse to go to Vanderbilt. But
yeah. Yeah,
but I mean, that's just what it was. Like, I had.
Was it just basic conversations, or they take you out to dinner? Or?
Well, I would inject some. I remember what was his name? Jim Chaney. Is he at Georgia right now? The coordinator for Georgia. He was coordinating at Tennessee not too long ago. At that time, he was coordinating at Arkansas. He's been he was coordinating at Tennessee, then Arkansas, then whatever. I remember he was like, "Oh, you get anything for Christmas or whatever?" I was in wrestling. I was an undefeated wrestler. I was like, "Oh, my mom got me a pillow pet. Look at it." And it was like a raccoon. He was like, "A pillow." He was like visually disgusted with me. I was like, "Dude, like, I could kill you right now. Like, just because I have this thing doesn't, like, I sleep in class. Like, that's why I have this, you know?"
He's now with the Saints, actually.
Oh, cool. Good for him. He should have offered me. Good thing. I didn't want to go to Arkansas.
Yeah.
I went to one of the most elite schools in the country.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all right.
Yeah. I'm
elite. That's why I develop narcissism. You go to Vanderbilt, you develop it.
It just kind of happens.
It just happens. And it's like the dark side. It's just delicious. Like, that radiates being better than everybody.
There is another story that come across with Adam Scheffner. Just to change the gears up. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to do that. Got to pull the brains back.
Let me use this as my therapy.
I think people don't understand how much of a buffer I am for Bruno to the listening audience.
If you, one of these days, I'll do my own thing for an hour.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be able to come in. Something's going to happen.
It'll be the Yu-Gi-Oh! And that for an hour.
Can't wait to listen to that, by the way.
One of these days. It's hilarious. You're like, oh, Bruno's young. You know, that's why he does it. You think I'm going to grow up? I'm going to be doing it. This is my style.
I thought about calling out this Friday. Just, you know, doing it.
Yeah.
We're heading to the Smokies.
Should. Take a break.
Do I look like somebody who's high strung, though? Do I look like somebody who needs a break? No. I'm pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, but I mean, break's always good.
True.
There's some days it's nothing going on. I'm just like, dang, it'd be cool if I just didn't do anything.
Yeah. We're headed to the mountains, though, this weekend. That was why I was thinking about taking an extra day off.
That's the thing about
it.
More money, more problems, man. Like, imagine people calling you all the time. Hey, you want? Hey, you know, can I work? And you know, like, how about no? How about I can go this Sunday to Chili's, eat a molten lava cake, go home, play Zelda Breath of the Wild or something, do a backflip off a rock and kill one of those little cobloids, and then that's my day.
Not a real life. You're not really. Can you do a backflip
in Zelda?
No, in real life.
No.
You don't think so?
I can do some cool stuff. I haven't tried a backflip. It's just not worth the risk.
It's not worth it at all. Yeah. Totally scares me every time. But another story that came out, Adam Scheffner, just about an hour ago, just to get back to it. This guy is getting another shot in the NFL. Another shot. Josh Gordon, the NFLPA determined Josh Gordon has successfully completed his NFL monitor treatment program and has recommended to the NFL that he be reinstated, per sources.
Go ahead.
Gordon is awaiting final approval from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, but he is said to be ready to play and is fully vaccinated.
They just had to throw that in there.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's important.
It doesn't matter. You know, they don't, you're not allowed to talk about if a player is vaccinated or not, but, you know, you better be if you want to go on team.
Josh Gordon, huh? Is it? I wonder if it was – because it was always like the stay off the weed guy.
Right.
It's probably more than marijuana. It's probably some legit substance abuse going on. So I'm glad he got it fixed up. And also, if it's just marijuana, you should not be getting banned for that anymore.
Well, yeah. So that's what the NFL, I think this last time he had come in, he had talked about, well, the NFL had said that no more, like, they're not even, there's, it's not that it's legal or illegal. They just don't test for it anymore, right? They just stop testing for it, which is the best way to do it. You don't put your hand in any of the pot. You just say, well, you know, we're just not going to do it. We're just not going to test it anymore. For whatever reason you want to give. That's the best way to move on from it. But I think this last time it was another substance. He did fail a substance abuse. And so it probably was. I mean, it's the lifestyle too.
I think he was open about it. He talks, he's like, I can't play unless I'm like in this state of mind. It's just too stressful. Is that crazy? People are like, oh, if I was making $1 million. No, you don't have the personality to make $1 million. You work 40 hours a week, but you really work 10 of them. Yeah. And then you're chilling and you're talking trash on TV and you're looking at everybody. You don't have the personality to put your body and your mind through the trials to make $1 million. And that's why those people who are millionaires, they would probably give away their whole fortune if they're like, I wish I could just feel normal again.
I mean, for real, though.
More money, more problems. Totally.
100% of the way
Josh
through.
Josh Gordon's, obviously, we're assuming a bit, but might be one of those things. He's at the highest level, and it's chipping away at him.
Do you think that, well, one, I think Goodell's probably going to pass him through because it looks bad. If you're just talking about from a PR standpoint, it looks bad for the NFL to say, you have a substance abuse problem, you can't be here anymore, right? Like that, just from a PR side, they're going to get blasted for that. That they're not trying to help people.
The NFL can take that hit, too.
They can, but I don't think they want to. Like, let's face it. The NFL is socially woke.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. You know, they listen to the social zeitgeist of PC culture. And so they can't take that PR hit of you know, moving away from somebody with substance abuse problems that has not been a danger to any, at least that we know of, has not been a danger to anybody else, just to himself, right? So they're gonna. Goodell's gonna be in a position to just say like, yeah, we have to say yes to this. Because also, why does Goodell care? You know, at the end of the day, does Goodell actually care about the players' substance abuse problems? Probably not.
No, he's at this mahogany house chair,
his base compound, 40 layers deep into the Earth's crust, where he hides cures to diseases that we don't even know of yet.
He has all 5 pieces of Exodia.
He's looking for the right arm. We're all looking for the right arm. We don't know where that one is. We're just looking for it. Even Goodell can't get his reach on it. But when, I believe Josh Gordon's going to get through, what's a team that you think could use a wide receiver that we've seen through week one of, you know, Flash Gordon's ability, even though another year is gone?
Wide receiver 2 in Houston, baby.
You know, that's you might be onto something. You really might be onto something there.
Win the AFC South and knock out. Who are they going to knock out?
Well, the Titans.
They can't play each other, right? Because they're same division in the first round. One would be a division winner. One's going to be in the wild card.
They could meet, though, at some point. Yeah, there was a chance the Titans and Texans almost met, what, like 2 years ago in the AFC Championship?
Houston. Why not?
Houston's not a bad answer to that question.
But they're in rebuild, so they're not going to pay him. Like,
well, that's the beauty of it, is that he's not going to get a big contract anywhere he goes.
True.
You get moved around this much. He's not going to, like, you're not in a advantageous position to get paid.
Let's think. Any more?
No. Trying to think of any. I don't think there was any injuries that happened over the weekend. Not to receivers that are like, if you're a running back on my fantasy team, you're injured. And I apologize. My team is essentially the Grim Reaper right now. All right. If you're Nick Chubb. If you're out there, just tape your knees up with bubble wrap because he's the last one. It's just Nick Chubb on my team right now. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
What's going to cost for you to give me Nick Chubb?
3 running backs. I really need him. But other teams that I could see Buffalo trying to go after him. You know, they bring in Emmanuel Sanders. it's, you know, really it's kind of a, you know, Cole Beasley, Emmanuel Sanders are your twos, threes, you know. And then it's Stephon Diggs and a huge drop-off. And they're such a pass-heavy attack that it seems like they need any talent that they can get, possibly. Yeah. Seahawks, he's already been with the Seahawks.
There's really
not
a lot of teams that need wide receiver help this season, too.
Not really.
Tough market.
It really is. May, you know, Falcons, possibly.
Yeah.
You really got to start taking it out for Josh Gordon. How many teams has he been on already? you got
Seattle Browns,
Patriots. He was on all three of those squads. Trying to think of other ones. I can't remember any other ones that he was on, but he's been on a good amount
of them.
Maybe
that was it. Maybe
that might have been it. But yeah, you got to, you know, there's teams out there that could use him. You know, there's teams out there that could possibly, you know, need a Josh Gordon wide receiver help wise. You know, another AFC South team, the Colts. They have Michael Pittman. T.Y. Hilton's like just, I think T.Y. Hilton's done.
Aging.
He's just, a disc in your back is broken. You know what I mean? Like, it's not good. It's not
poor
good.
Poor T.Y. Hilton. But the Colts, it's not going to help the Colts. The Colts are going 0-17. I have foreseen this.
The Bruno curse. The
yep,
Bruno
curse.
I cursed
them. Look at that.
You really did. That's the crazy thing. I thought they were for sure going to win against Seattle at home, but no. All right, we need to run to our last break. Before we go to that break, you know, we're going to talk about friends over at Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. Right now, if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle and you want the best savings and the best buying experience, because that's really, at the end of the day, when you look at buying a car, you don't want to be in these high-pressure sales tactics and feel like you're just being taken advantage of. The folks over at Nissan of Rivergate are there to help you. Every car, and this is outside of the spokesperson read of everything about this, is every car I've ever purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. Every car I've ever owned is from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. It has been the best buying experience all the way across the board. Go check them out on their website, NissanOfRivergate.com. NissanOfRivergate.com. You can see the full inventory of everything they have on the lot right there. You can take virtual tours. As also, you can talk to somebody. They're open 24/7 on their website. You can go and talk to anybody anytime about the vehicle that you are interested in that you see on there. And you can also see all the deals they have going on for that month. But not only is it just the sales, you have their parts and service and body shop, their Blue Ribbon Award winning body shop, by the way, that are there to help you, to make your process so much easier. Once again, go check them out in person, 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, about a mile or so away from the Rivergate Mall area, if you're familiar with that side of town. But or check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. Again, that's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where a dollar always goes farther.
Hey, honey, got the 70-inch flat screen mounted. Come take a look.
Why are the instructions still wrapped in plastic?
Instructions are just another man's suggestions.
You sure about that?
Need another chance? Get one with Powerball with Double Play. Add Double Play for just a dollar and give your numbers a second chance to win up to $10 million with drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Powerball with Double Play and the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
We recently talked to a world-renowned gemologist. The optic character of this ruby is brilliant. And the refractive index on this sapphire is simply superb. And judging by the writing on the top of this diamond, I'd say that it could be worth up to $500,000. I'll give it a scratch just to make sure.
Woo! We've got ourselves a real gem here.
Take it from the experts. The new September Instant Games are truly brilliant. See for yourself. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor. but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
And now Mid-10 Trades is reminding Americans to show support to the men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Mid-10 Trades, serving Owen with pride for 38 years. Mid-10 Trades is a veteran-owned name you can trust. For custom fences, decks, door replacements, and more, one call does it all. Call Mid-10 Trades at 615-573-2600. That's 615-573-2600. Mid-10 Trades, they're people who care.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams, Ray Dosky, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fund Center studio, 615-844-5600. It's the F&M Bank phone line. We want you to join in. Vanderbilt taking on Stanford, Bruno.
Yeah, what about it?
The Nerd Bowl. You know, it was funny yesterday, but now, but like what you said, like with the Urban Meyer meme, I've already seen too many people start saying – the Nerd Bowl.
Well, it also
just keeps going.
Duke and Northwestern play the same week.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should have a four-man competition bracket. Vanderbilt seeded last, Duke third, Northwestern second. Stanford Northwestern could be a toss-up.
They could just – wherever. Who cares? We'll see what the committee votes.
Wins, we shut up about the nerd stuff because who cares? Who cares? Not me. Bruno Reagan does not care.
I don't blame you.
I don't care. I just want to win the football game.
Do you believe in Ken Seals as a starting?
Yes.
As, do you think, let me say this, let me ask you the question, and I want you to elaborate. Don't give me a yes or no. Do you think Ken Seals plays the entire game by himself as the starting quarterback for Vanderbilt?
No. If Mike Wright's healthy, then no. Mike Wright will get like a snap here or there.
You don't think that they didn't see any of that last week where he started rough, but you know it took him some time, and it seemed like he got into focus
a little bit. I'm not saying Mike is like Mike's going to replace him, but Mike's too good of a talent to just keep on the sideline for forever. It, like Florida's done it successfully. It's not two quarterback system. It's more like 1.75 and 0.25. Like Mike will come in for a third down maybe and convert it. And that's his job.
Yeah,
and that's his one play. So he better bring the energy. You know, not half it.
Yeah. No, I mean you're right. It's. I wonder if they saw anything with Ken Seals. I know the stats. If we like start breaking down numbers, it doesn't look that great for Ken Seals, right? What was it like what'd you say? Yeah, I think you said it yesterday. His pass yards per pass was like
four
yards or something like that. It's not great. It's not good. It's positive though, right?
Yeah, 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's like, well,
how many times did he throw the ball?
Well, he completed like 20 passes out of like 50 and
I think
the kid's got potential. I think he needs to be a leader of a team it's a big responsibility at that age, man. It's tough. And he's going to have to carry those guys by their necks. You know when you pick up like a cat or a dog and it's like by that like neck skin?
Yeah.
And you're just like, what are you doing?
You just got to drag him over.
With that team.
It is true.
That's what Kyle would do with us, me included. Kyle was the reason I know a lot about what I know now because he was like, I'm not going to let us go out there not on the same page. I don't know if they're doing that over there right now, but they should be. And it's hard when you have two quarterbacks who are like, I'm the alpha wolf.
Well, and see, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if Clark Lee and them saw anything in that. Maybe there was a switch that flipped where it was like, all right, Ken's starting to take this team over and we need to just trust him. And look, we understand Mike can come in every once in a while. Like yesterday with the Raiders, Marcus Mariota gets in for one play at the beginning of the game. in place of Derek Carr, and he gets a option run, goes, you know, 30 yards, whatever. It looks great, but he didn't come back in the whole time, and Derek Carr had a good game last night. Yeah. So, you know, it's not you can't use Mike Wright, but you just can't constantly switch them in and out. No. I feel like that's got to kill the confidence of Ken Seals.
Yeah,
well, or anybody.
They're not going. They're not going to do that anymore. And if they do, they'll hear about it from me.
Well, if you're a player too, seeing that happen, like, does that?
It sucks. It's stupid. I mean, this is going to go back to my. You're going to make me go full circle with Justin Fields. When a player is not an idiot, like when he sees something, it's like immediately registers. I don't think this is going to help us win. Having that single thought in a player's head is detrimental.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think the coaches are I have our best interest right now in winning.
No.
That is massive, all right? So, can't be switching out quarterbacks willy-nilly. And I don't think they will. I don't think they will. And if they do, I will scream. You'll hear me from, what's that place called? The Arctic Sea?
Yeah, wherever. I don't know. There's a bunch of places, and that's one of them.
It's really far away. And I'll I can scream loud.
You really can. I've heard it in the studio. I'm pretty sure I heard you screaming from Clarksville.
If they play two quarterbacks, I swear to God.
I lose it. It just wouldn't make any sense. Like, because this is the thing. Ken Seals is going to have a maturation process. He's a kid. He's got to learn I feel like personally, this is just for me, right? I have to learn by doing. And I feel like Ken's kind of the same way.
Oh, yeah. I only learn by messing up.
Yeah.
The thing is Ken can't – we can't be in Ken's junior year next year. Well, he technically gets an extra because of COVID. We can't be in the junior year and be like, all right, our freshman year sucked, and then we had a sophomore regression, and then, you know, two games into the junior year, he's playing bad, and it's just like, oh. Well, no, at some point, you got to get over the hump. You got to set the standard and rise to a level, right?
Yeah. I think it'll happen. I think if Clark Lee shows the trust in him, which it's tough because Clark Lee did not bring him in, right? You know, they weren't a part of this. Do you think that factors into anything why they keep trying to
use? They're lucky they have Ken.
I think so too.
No, they're lucky they have Ken. You kidding me?
I 100% think so too.
He might be the most talented player at his position in that school. Of anybody in the team. Like, there's no D lineman that's talented at D line. That's more talented than Ken is at quarterback. Like, Ken is in the most important position, right?
Yeah.
They're lucky.
They are
lucky.
Would
you rather have a really, really good linebacker making tackles, or would you have your quarterback be a great player?
Or would you rank him in all the SEC?
Don't ask me that. He has a way to go.
Yeah.
Talent and how you're performing right now is two different stories.
Is there any other players that you've looked at that so far these 2 weeks that are just kind of popped off in your mind?
What about that? Did you see that backup quarterback of Florida?
No, I haven't
Dude's
yet.
He's like 6'5", 230 or 40 or something, and is just a freak athlete. And Florida fans are like, what are we doing? You know, this guy.
Is Cam Newton sitting in their backfield again?
Dan Mullen is playing Felipe Franks over Kyle Trask. And yeah. Who else is he? Yeah, Cam Newton's in the back. Like, it's just, what are we doing? This freak of nature on the field.
Well, I was really talking about Vanderbilt. Is there any other players that, like, right now?
Really?
The running game's been, like, I want to say a little consistent with what they have back there.
A little bit. Their gap scheme is terrible, which hurts to see because gap scheme is, like, gap scheme is a mental deal. It's just about wanting to murder somebody. That's what gap scheme is. But their zone was okay week one. It wasn't too good week two. Their running back's pretty good. Ramon Davis.
Yeah.
He's a good running back. It's just, I don't know if it's going to work out at all this season.
Yeah. Like, he seems like a good talent, but if it's just the blocking's not there, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah. Well, and once you do get to the second level, they've had a few chances to pop. Once you get to the second level, you got to make the guy miss and then have the big play. They need an explosive run play in this next game.
Yeah.
Something over like 15 yards.
Yeah. What do you think is, I mean, what's more important, getting the running started or getting the passing started for them? Or really, does it not matter? Is it just all come down to the defense at the end of the day? Stanford to give the team a chance to win 7-0.
I think for a team like Vanderbilt, you always want to be good at the run. We're not a team that's going to, you know, pass the ball 60 times and win. We're not the Dallas Cowboys. We're not the Dallas Cowboys. I don't even know if there are any good. It's hard to be a good college football team and not have the run. People think it's all RPOs or It's really not. Like, you have to be able to run the football.
Yeah.
Alabama can run the football. Clemson can run the football. Not when they play each other sometimes, but because everybody else, they will run the football down your throat. So
when Alabama and Clemson play each other, it's like when two world-class grapplers fight each other in the UFC. Yeah. Nobody grapples, and they all just punch.
They all go. They're like, this is going to be scary. So let's just do what we're both deficient at, which is entertaining. And then at the end of the day, that's what we all want.
Did you see, by the way, just speaking of that, did you see at the what was the stupid award show that just happened?
VMAs?
Is that what
MTV?
Yeah. Did you see Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Apparently got into a fight with rapper MGK.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're cool now. I think that's what Conor said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean,
Conor's up walking around.
Dude, he had a little cane, too.
Did he? I didn't see that.
He had a picture with it once, but he was walking around. The thing about, I don't know. There's three possibilities. Conor is the ultimate salesman, knows how to get his name out there at all times, stay relevant, therefore his brand is bigger. Because we're all talking about it, right?
Right.
So either he knows that and he's meted it, which would be massive. There's, I think, the more likely version where it's just his literal personality and it naturally sells well, so he just has to be himself. And then there's the third where this dude's just a loose cannon, like, this dude is just going down the deep end.
Yeah.
And he has been for 5 years or so. But
yeah, I think, you know what's crazy is that he's so relevant. I think he is. He's a master salesman. He's so relevant that I don't see him, like, getting older. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like it's still, like, he's still in his prime. Regardless of how the fights have turned out and all that, it just still seemed like, because he's so relevant that no matter what, I still get really intrigued when he fights. I'm going to buy the card no matter what. I'm fully invested in the storyline of whatever it is that he's doing. And that I feel like it's still 2016 or 20.
Yeah, I mean, he made his name off, like, trash talking, but then everyone else started, like, over-the-top trash talking. So now he's doing this stuff, which, it kind of works.
It does. If there's cameras around, which VMA is
should we be
tons,
doing that? I don't know.
We just got to go somewhere where there's cameras, and we just got to punch somebody, I guess.
All right.
How do they not go to the jail?
Joe Rex wrote, "I'm coming for you."
that's just all it is. Second there's cameras, just act on it. That's all it is.
I guess create a fake beef. I'm sure MGK likes it too.
Because people are tweeting MGK. He's trending now on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like,
I wonder if they're all. It's all just. Are we just getting scammed by these celebrities?
Maybe
for clout.
They're all in text threads. Like, hey, just do this today. That's all it is. He goes. Conor McGregor said, "I don't know who MGK is. All I know is that he's with Megan Fox." That's what he said.
Well, apparently Conor wanted the picture.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's going to do it for us today. Rockies Braves coming up right after us here. We appreciate it so much. Remember, nobody's told you I love you. Have a great night, everybody. See you tomorrow right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a